This is Jeffrey St. Laurent with the Selling Coaching Minute for coaches wanting to transition to a full-time business. This past weekend, my son's basketball team was in the playoffs. It was a single elimination event, and they went into it with the regular season placing 6th out of 8 teams. They won Saturday, beating the third place team that they had lost to in the regular season, moved on to Sunday, and faced the second place team that they also had lost to in regular season, and won that game too. Then they advanced to the finals to face the first place team from the regular season who was undefeated. When they played them in the regular season, they lost by 20 points. Let me tell you, our team was not supposed to win. In fact, we were down 9 to 11 points the whole game, and the other team was flat out better than us in every way. But with 5 minutes left, something happened. Our team came alive. They started to erode away the lead. They were willing themselves back into the game against all odds. There was a point where I remember thinking what I am certain everyone in the place thought at some point. Our team could actually win it. They did win it by 1 point in what I would say was the most dramatic back and forth finish I've been a part of in a long time, if ever. You know what? It's possible. Even when nothing seems to be going your way and all the signs point you to losing, it's still possible. If you keep your head in the game and not back down, even the biggest underdog can upset what's supposed to happen, what should happen, until you defy everything and write your own rules. If you are a coach looking to transition to a full-time business, head over to my website, sellingcoaching.com, under the university for some great education to help you on your way. That's sellingcoaching.com.